Good afternoon. You're listening to KSTP 830 AM, Sandpoint. I'm Marissa Williams with some local news on Thursday, August 11th, 2016. Alaska State Troopers have arrested the driver of a van that crashed in the village of Atka this June, killing three people and injuring six others. 28-year-old Sonny Elo Elo of Anchorage was taken into custody yesterday afternoon. He was arrested after his discharge from a local hospital where he's been receiving treatment for injuries from the crash. In June, Elo Elo was charged with multiple counts of manslaughter and assault, and one count of driving under the influence. At the time of the crash, Elo Elo was driving nine employees of Atka Pride Seafoods on a straight stretch of road toward the airport when the vehicle drifted off the roadway. Alaska State Troopers say he overcorrected, causing the vehicle to roll multiple times. No one in the van was wearing seatbelts. Troopers say the speed and impairment of the driver also contributed to the crash. Elo Elo has been taken to jail in Anchorage, with bail set at $250,000 and a third-party custodian required for his release. For the first time ever, Unalaska is hosting the group that guides federal subsistence rules in Southeast Alaska. Since it formed in the 90s, the Kodiak/Aleutian Subsistence Regional Advisory Council has met mostly in Kodiak and Cold Bay. But next week, the council will gather at the Grand Aleutian Hotel for a two-day discussion of hunting and fishing issues around the region. Karen Dothridge is a council coordinator with the Office of Subsistence Management. She says the time is finally right for Unalaska to host one of the biannual meetings, especially as the community is holding another major event.
Because the Aleutian Life Forum is occurring during the same week, we thought this would be a tremendous opportunity for the council to meet in Dutch Harbor and also attend that forum so that both community members, tribal members, and the council have an opportunity to meet face-to-face and talk about important subsistence issues in that area.
While speakers at Aleutian Life Forum will cover a wide span of science and conservation issues, the RAC Council is focusing on specific subsistence policies.
So we're going to have reports from the Eisenbeck and Alaska Maritime National Wildlife Refuges. There's a draft proposed emperor goose hunt, which a lot of people in the region have been waiting for.
The council is working on a policy that lays out how communities designate themselves as rural or non-rural, which affects subsistence regulations. Dethridge says the meeting also includes a presentation from the Fisheries Resource Monitoring Program, which funds research on federal fisheries.
We're aware that there are some issues on Unalaska where people would like to get more data, more information, both on the biological side as well as harvest. So there might be an opportunity for the folks in Unalaska to apply for funding for those research projects.
The Kodiak/Aleutian Subsistence Regional Advisory Council will meet Monday and Tuesday at the Grand Aleutian Hotel. Dethridge says the public is encouraged to attend, and there will be several opportunities for public comment each day. In the geological hotspot of the Aleutians, Ukmuk Volcano on Unmuk Island is drawing special attention. Matt Haney is a research geophysicist with the Alaska Volcano Observatory, and he's part of a team trying to create an image of the inside of Ukmuk, kind of like a geological CAT scan. This time last year, the team set out an array of seismometers, sensors that pick up the same waves that make up earthquakes. The seismometers measure how fast certain waves travel between the Earth's surface, which gives scientists an idea of what kind of material, like magma, rocks, or groundwater, might make up the inside of Ukmuk.
So our sensors, we put them out, are these earthquake seismometers, and then with the data, we can make an image of the inside of the Earth. At Ukmuk, from previous work, we know there's a shallow magma chamber. So from these new data, we should see, is there other chambers deeper in the crust? What does it look like really deep?
Haney hopes a clear image of the inside of Ukmuk will help us understand future eruptions. In 2008, Ukmuk erupted in an entirely new way, breaking a historical pattern and surprising scientists. Haney hopes his research can shed more light on that unusual eruption.
So maybe by having an image of the deeper structure, we can see what is the driver of this change in eruptive activity. Should we expect the next eruption to follow this new pattern, or will it return to the pattern it had before?
And Haney's work at Okmok is only one of several studies conducted in the area this summer. There's also a team studying Cleveland volcano and another group measuring a new type of earthquake here on Unalaska. Haney says he hopes data can be shared across projects like these to create a more complete picture of seismic landscape of the Aleutians. A 459-pound halibut caught near Dutch Harbor in 1996 holds the world record, but nearly a 400-pound halibut caught near Petersburg last weekend was still pretty darn big. KFSK's Abby Collins visited the boat that made the catch as it was hauled up to be processed.
PFI, one of Petersburg's main fish processors, is bustling with workers. Cleaning, cutting, packing. The floor is wet and slippery. The air smells fishy. And a handful of people make their way outside to watch the day spring pull up to unload an unusually large animal.
Rock and roll.
Petersburg fishermen Brian Mattson and Doug Coral were out long lining in Frederick Sound when they had an unexpected visitor.
Didn't even know it was on until we'd seen it from the surface.
That's Mattson.
It didn't fight, didn't do nothing. Put the shark hook in it, used the winch to bring it up, and it didn't even make a move whatsoever. It just came right in, nice and easy.
He's talking about a 396-pound halibut.
It just kept on coming and coming and coming. And then we knew it was big once it took a long time to get it winched up there.
Mattson has been fishing for a long time, since he was a teenager, but he's never caught a halibut quite this large.
I think in the low 300s we got, that this is definitely the biggest dugger I've ever caught.
So Mattson was surprised to see the massive fish come out of the water. Originally, they thought it was even bigger.
Last night it measured out to 92, 93 inches, and in the tide book it said it was like 435. And the NOAA guy, Observer, measured it in centimeters and looked it up, and he thought it was 450, 470, but it all depends on how thick they are.
The boat's long lining equipment made it easier to pull in the fish.
A lot of guys in smaller boats go out and they don't have the winches and stuff to do it. And that would be tough to get in board.
Mattson and Coral brought the fish back to be processed at Petersburg Fisheries, Inc. Levy Boyter with the International Pacific Halibut Commission made it down to see the fish's arrival.
This is definitely not the average fish.
They would have to make it into the upper 400s to beat the world record, but for these Petersburg fishermen, it was still a big day and a huge fish. In Petersburg, I'm Abby Collins.
And that's the news from Sandpoint. I'm Marissa Williams, and you're listening to KSDP 830 AM.